Everyone has heard about mass manipulation, mind control, brainwashing, suggestion, hypnosis, and Pavlovian conditioning. The scary stuff of far-off communist operatives, religious cults, and movie thrillers like The Manchurian Candidate. It pops up in the news now and then, as when the Symbionese Liberation Army kidnapped and brainwashed Patricia "I Am Tanya" Hearst, or more recently in Stockholm Syndrome cases, where terrified hostages come to sympathize and in some cases actually fall in love with the terrorists threatening their lives. Nevertheless, we're never quite sure how much of this mind control stuff is objectively real and how much is just psychobabble or science fiction, right? The truth is, if we look at it closely enough, we'll discover it's not only real, but it's the fabric of our lives. To demonstrate the real-life matrix programming we consider our reality, let's momentarily set aside the news media and focus on one of the most stunning and powerful matrix programs currently running. I'm referring to evolution. In the days prior to the evolution matrix program, that is, from the beginning of human life until Charles Darwin came along in the mid-19th century, human beings would step outside their homes and survey with their eyes and minds the wonders of nature. They'd see majestic 400-year-old redwood trees, hummingbirds that were able to hover, and honeybees that somehow knew how to do a special figure-eight dance that would communicate to the other worker bees the precise location of the dancer's newly discovered nectar source. Looking in every direction, we humans beheld not only fantastic complexity, diversity, and order, but also the supreme intelligence behind creation, as brashly evident and unavoidable as the noonday sun. This ubiquitous natural wonderland caused man to acknowledge and honor the creator of creation, as Nicholas Copernicus did when he wrote, "The world has been built for us by the best and most orderly workman of all." Or as Galileo wrote, "God is known by nature in his works and by doctrine in his revealed word." Or as Louis Pasteur confessed, "The more I study nature, the more I stand amazed at the work of the Creator." Or Isaac Newton, "When I look at the solar system, I see the Earth at the right distance from the sun to receive the proper amount of heat and light. This did not happen by chance." Did not happen by chance? Ever since Darwin and his successors succeeded in loading the evolution matrix program on mankind, a fantastic theory for which there is no actual proof and many serious problems, when we now walk outside and look at the created universe, what do many of us see? Chance. Although our eyes survey the same wonders of God's creation that inspired faith in our forefathers, in our minds today, we see only the meaningless result of millions of years of random chance mutation. That's what our minds see, the eternal dance of purposeless recombination of ever more complex forms, but all without meaning, without spirit, without love. And by direct implication, we also see that man is not a fallen being needful of God's saving grace, but merely the cleverest, most evolved of all the animals. And since evolution, by definition, always results in improvement and advancement, all of man's violent, lustful, and selfish drives are perfectly normal and natural and advanced. There is no good and evil, no heaven and hell. And man, as a highly evolved monkey, has no sin and no guilt, as these are logical impossibilities from the evolutionary point of view. Get the idea? And that's just one real-life matrix program. Our eyes, our senses work just fine, but we've been lied to so thoroughly and consistently that we no longer perceive the meaning of what we see, nor understand what we hear.